you saw, you count all five, and then you saw one time. Then you see again, you count that day, and you know, the flogger is a day later. So when you count the flogger, when you count the flogger, it's not the days in between. You count the days that you saw on both ends of the spectrum. One side to one side. That's again the Tzara flogger. Now again, to be correct, best, like we said, already by a Kodesh, correct, best, that's when you have the same Oino, the same Oino, the day is day, and day is night. You see, day and night, not correct, best. Now, by a best, by a flogger, how do you calculate it? By a Kodesh, very simple, when he says, hey, here. Here, since you're counting the, since you only Kodesh for the Oino by the flogger, let's say you saw it during the day, first time, on Aleph, and then you saw it on Hey at night. Do you count Aflogas, do you count Oinas, or do you count days, and then you put in the last Oino? Basically, if you're a we have a person go very clear, like Rabbi Yehuda, let's say you saw it during the day, and then you saw Hey during the night. But we do not count Oinas. That means it only comes out, no, do not count Oinas, it's not Oinas. You count the days, 5 days, make it 5 days later, and then whatever the last Oino was, the last one you saw at night, that's what the best is at night. It means you count days, Aflogas is days. And now, which Oino is the flogger? You look at the last flogger. But the Oino, which Oino is it? You look at the last Oino. But the flogger is days. And you just look at the last Oino. But that's very simple what a flogger is. Now, come along, once we have a Zinna of a flogger, there's a big tumult. Let's say you saw a 28. A flogger of 28. The next time you have a flogger of 26. So since the Loch is, how in the world are you Oiker invest? The way Oiker invest. Is that we pass you don't see. That means let's say you saw in Hey Nisan, then Hey here you didn't see, you saw in Zayin, you're like the best. Like the best shaking for a long time is enough. And a flock of standaways, let's say you see in 28, and the next time you saw in 29, you pass 28 without seeing, you're like the best. Let's say you did not pass it, you saw in 28. Then you saw in 26, you had a flock, you were not like your 28. Do you have your chishes next month for 26, which you saw now, and 28? Lashon of Pesach is that a flog of Ksara is there going to be Oiker and a flog of Arucha. You have a flog of Arucha of 28. You come along and you have a flog of Ksara of 26. You never Oiker 28, you never pass those 2 days, those the 28. Are you Oiker or not? So, Meister, it's a Machloikis, a Pesachim, the Shach and the Bach of Oiker, all the way down to Rabbi Fancy, and they pass him that a flog of a Ksara is Oiker Arucha. That means if you saw it 28, the next month you saw 26 that flogger, the month afterwards you only chayish for 26. Only 26. I tell the Sheni, the Rav and the Taz, and the Beisiv and the Beis Meir and the Tyra, they say no, not that way. They tell you that a flogger Ketzara is not like a Nerucha. That means if you saw on 28 and 26, next month you still have your chayish one for 26 and for 28, have your chayish for both. You never eiker it, so since you never eiker it, you have your chayish for both. However, when your chayish is for 28, the best aruka, when do you count the best aruka from? It's also machlekes. The way that Amar Tzitzis says, what does it mean? It means you would not eiker the 28, therefore you count it from the old best. That means, let's say you saw 28, they saw 26. The Rama says, therefore you chosh 2 days later, 28. Because you never lost, never stopped. That's a Ramah Shita. Therefore, you're going to take out the computer program, they call it the Ramah Shita, the Chumra of the Ramah. That's not Oiker, but usually it's not Negev, because if you saw on 26, and then 2 days later is anyway, you also 12 days. That's called, it's not Oiker, but you're still counting the old vest. The Ramah saw something, the house is the Ramah Shita, the base mayor, they call the base mayor's Chumra. Beis Meir, so the Tyra is coming from Ramban already. They title that even though it's not Oiker, when do you start counting when you're not Oiker? From the new vest, that means you're still on 28. Then you're still on 26, you have to keep 26 and 28. But when do you count 26 and 28? From the new vest, that means you're still not 26. Next month, you have to be choshed for 26 and for 28. You have to be choshed for both. So take a classic example where this, again, comes out, there are three sheets over here. There's the Shach with the Imei. Until a Moshe goes, it's Oiker, the vest, Arucha. Those hold is not Oiker, but you keep from the vest of Yoshon. And those hold, it's not Oiker, but you go from the vest of Chodosh. Three different cheetahs. Example, to give two examples. Let's say the example of Shulchan Aruch is, let's say a person saw an Aleph Nisan, then someone saw it 20 days later on Chof Nisan, then someone saw an Aleph Iyar. So,
Alf to Chof is 20 days of Lago. Then he saw from Chof to Alf here. So since he counts both ends of the spectrum, it's 12 days. So he went from 20 days of Lago to 12 days of Lago. What do you do next month? According to the Shach, you went 20, you went 12. So it's Iker. You only have the Lago 12. So what do you keep now? You only have to keep only your days 12. That's it. According to the Ramah, you have B'choshim for two things. You have B'choshim for Tzayda, Flogo, Katsara, and the Aruka. The Aruka is 20, but when you count the Aruka from? You count it from the old vest. That means the old vest are from Chof Nisan. That means B'choshim for test here, which anyway you also, not really much of an afkamino. And B'choshim for your base. Why? Mitzad the vest of Katsara. Base Merit says B'choshim also for the new vests. It says for the new vest. That means you just saw right now, an half year. You have to be choshish cipher 12, the next 12 days later. That's the vest, Katsara, and also 20 days later. Interesting enough, Gamino. And those are the cases. And Hoga, what a person does in myself, and Hoga, what people do. It's only the B'nai Torah. Everyone keeps the base mayor. It's called the base mayor. It's Chumro. It's called the Chumro. But the Hoga applies, so is that we do the base mayor, but Iker, even though Moshe wants to be Michael. But the anomaly seems to be that we do keep the vest Aruka will not be Iker by vest Katsara. Won't be Iker. Now the Ramallah Maisa also the item seems to do, but Maisa Kamat never happens, not Negev, because anyone usually also, it doesn't really happen. But the Maisa Altar Moshe Boy, the Maisa we keep, the Alt Space Mayor, the vest Katsara will not be Iker the vest Aruka, and therefore, again, a person is 28, make it practical, a person is 28, next month so 26, I love that next month, because you're two vests, 26 and 28. That's what you have to do.
Up to how many times?
So the shadow, we'll keep it simple, and you can take up to three times. So the place game says Chumra upon Chumra until three times.
Okay.
The Ramban says, the look the Ramban saw sounds like never Iker. The grass says it's a long time, the hour of Chevrolet goes,
and
the
purpose
goes three times. So let's say you go 28, then you went 26, then you went 24, you went 27. So
you never hit 28.
Right, but since three times you have Chazaka of not getting 28, that's enough to be like this base mayor. Give you what happened in Sanjay Rechevet a year ago, mentioning case, that Isha saw 29 aflaga, 28 aflaga, 27 aflaga. That's what she saw. So since we'll get to the Vest HaDilug, the Machlag is Ram and Shmuel, is Vest HaDilug three or four times, and the Mechabit said we'll Machma for both. Therefore, the question was, should she keep 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31? How did you get all those days? The ending of 26 was mitzad, vest Havilu Mafreya. 27 mitzad, maybe she does not vest the flag of Mafreya, so 27 is a regular flag. 28 is Alta Beis Meir, 29 Alta Beis Meir, 30 Alta Beis Meir, 31 Alta Chavad Das. That was a show, it might happen a year ago. They went to different Rabbanim about it until they found out the person who was trying to reshine them. Fine. But they want to change the halacha then. But otherwise, those who timed it, they went to Berkowitz, he says, base mayor. I had six straight days, so what? How in the world can you go against base mayor? Base mayor is Ramban. And the Berkowitz, halacha maisa goes to this Ramban's base mayor. He said the person, because you want to knock off 26, otherwise he went 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Ramban, you have to keep. Not a show. Base mayor,
class.
I'll get to it. But others want to say base mayor with Rabbi Shmuel, they want him, other young rabbis on the network with nuns. People want to tie in a very simple base mayor is a chumro. A chumro, machlok is Rabbi Shmuel, that's a deal, so you're a sex faker, what do you make? Well, Berkowitz said, no, base mayor is base mayor. So finally, Klai saw what to do with the base mayor. The only thing is math, where half far to take it, seems to be a tumble among the place, and is it Malik, Alokha Maiso, or is it Malik, Shabai? After meeting, maybe if you want to zoo in the base mayor, some of you make, some of you make, but the Vadim will click with the base mayor, that at best, Aruko, will not be oiked by Beth Katsara. That's me saying a flood of Shavoy. So Beinani, again, the standard thing everyone has, now Beinani come on the base Yisrael, says, Roy Moshim, they see on Shloshim. Now those who are kind of the fact that because Beinani, our Moshim, do not see on Shloshim, maybe 10%, 5%, but our Moshim do not see on Shloshim. Therefore, Roy Rechod, on the time, we don't have Beinani, we don't have Beinani, all the Sforim, all the questions, but not the way, we look for everyone wrong. They tie in a vada, we do have Beinani, Bizmanenu, and there are different svaras for it. You can say Chazalus goes that way, or you can say Fakrat, but Etzim and Isha sees on 30, except she has outside factors that affect her. She eats certain things, she flies, and she travels, she does certain things. But Etzim, a natural cycle is 30 days, or you can say the medium is 30 days, which are tied in the medium is 30 days. Different svaras is, we go, look, if we are pushing for Benjamin. Now, what is Aina Beinani? You're going to see your Simcoe Pei test, is it very clear on the page? Mahalik Shak Taz Kamadas, what is it? Is it 30, is Aina Beinani? Is it 31, or is that called Chaydash? The way I really place can go, the 30 is Beinani. The loss of the island called the Chavadas Shito, which can be for both Chavadas, is very clear, it goes 30 and 31. But the Chavadas is the Iker is 31, the Moshe is the Iker is 31. And then the Shach says, what's Beinani? Beinani is Chaydash.
Where's
31 coming? Where's 31? Based upon the Sugya and Rashi, coming. They want time when it says 30 meant not counting the day that you saw it, not counting the day you saw it. Even the base says it's 30, what does it mean for 30? 30 not counting the day you saw, counting the day you saw. So nice, the Victoria is certainly that we keep, everyone keeps 30, that's clear, the Lokha is 30, and 31 the Victoria will keep. Now I know certain calendars don't have 31. Usually those calendars were not made for the Neitarah, but if you go to stand in the mikvahs over here, or the Flatbush, they have, even on the calendars of 31, it's called a Chavdas, they write it's a Chum in parentheses or brackets. But Maisa, the Olam keeps 30 mitan mikadin, and 31 mitan Chum in Shabbat, called a Chavdas or Shito. Now, this Inin of Oina Beinanis, they also discuss how long is the Oina. By Aflog and Chodesh, the Oina is a 12-hour period, from Neitz until Shkia, or from Shkia until Neitz. Come along by Aina Beinus in the Kresh Shito that says it's a 24-hour period. That means you see during the day, you count 24 hours of a Jewish day. That means you see during the day, you need to go from the night before, and you see at night, you go the next day frontwards. That means come along the Kresi. And again, I'm talking of the Neitaris, we do the Kresi, and we count the 24-hour period for the ending of Aina Beinus. Now, if you take the Kresi with the Chavadas says 31. Kresi says 24, it's Machlojo Shokol, depends what you taught, some do, some don't. You also always seem to have a Zeruah on this Chavadas. Shalom on Hogar, how far take the Chavadas with the Kresi? Shalom upon Hogar. So, what comes out of the basic Hogars that we have, between these three best training Kavuas of Achlojo, Chodesh, and Beinani, what comes out is that Bikr, you have to, even though it's three things, it really comes out there are eight things that are going on over here. First, it's at Chodesh, let me see in Hades and Chodesh Venish, and one thing is Chodesh. Second thing is that Aflog. A third thing in that Aflog, you always have to remember the Beis Meir. A fourth thing in that Aflog, you have to remember the Ramos Shito. Both of them hold not like the vest, Aruka by a Tsaro. And one says you have to keep the old vest, one says by the new vest. A fourth thing.
There are more is that keep it from the old.
Yes. So usually it doesn't come up.
What's an example? Like how?
If it's very close to your vest, this will come out though. No, how to work?
No, how can we negate one of them?
It depends how, if you, by the second month, you can, very hard to find, they have a practical case mask.
Usually they run from the first.
It depends. If you have the program, is there a bond there for him? If you have the Ramah Shito. So you don't look for it, but not the program will mind you if it ever happens. If you want. Fine. Those are four. A fifth thing is Oina Beinani of a 30. A sixth verse the person writes down is the Chavadas. A seventh is the Kresi. Those are seven that we just mentioned until now. Now we'll get to the Ezruah, which will the Shita putting the vest before the Yemei vest. Those are eight things that a standard person has. I mean, people think that there's three vestes. There are three vestes, but the three somehow three turn into eight. Because once you eat the Neitar, took on the Chumas, the Chavadas, the Beis Meir, and the Kresi, and the Zeruah, comes out every month you have to remember eight vestas. Or seven, call it off. Seven without the Ramah, you have to remember the Ramah. There's seven. What?
Crazy,
it depends how you put the Zeruah and whatnot.
Yeah,
if you put the Zeruah and the Chavadas, that's not a Geir. If you don't put the Zeruah and the Chavadas, it's a Geir, Kresi. Right? It depends. So it comes out every month, you have to remember seven. Now, exactly who should keep the calendar is it you or your wife who keep the Chajman. So Maisa Bikr didn't appreciate it put upon both of you. In certain houses, maybe it's better for the wife, some more on the husband, something. But Bikr should be done together. They should both sit down, figure out, to appreciate it upon both of them. And sometimes people partially forget. If two people are reminding you what to do, or that's the best thing to do. So both of you should sit down, figure it out, or at least tell the one, figure out what after both have to do. You just sit down and say, this is what it is. So the month later, both should remember, these are the seven times it's negated to a person. Now there are other vestas, just to mention them, some of them do come up very really. One vest is a vest of Shavuah. Vest of Shavuah, the standard example, what can happen, someone sees on Monday, 3 weeks later sees on Monday, 3 weeks later sees on Monday. Which can happen, does happen, it's called a vest of Shavuah. That means they only have to see 3 Mondays and 2 3 weeks in between. That makes a vessel shvua, and can zayin get a vessel shvua the rest of your life? You have to remember. Can zayin makom is a poiskim. That does happen. But again, the vessel shvua is only the same oinon. I mean, you saw it day, day, day. If you saw it day, night, day, it won't make a difference. All vessels are docked in the same oinon.
Why do you have to rest of your life? If you do it next week, it's ready, it becomes a flogger.
No, if you do it next week, it's a flogger. But if it doesn't do it next week, the rest of your life, your vessel shvua. Okay. It turns, it can be a flogger overrides a shvua.
It has to be 3 weeks before. Three space in the four.
No, it's the same amount, 3 and 3.
What about 2 weeks?
Also 2 weeks, same thing. Well, 1 week, plus maybe 1 week, same thing, just usually also anyway. That's the Vesta Shua. A Vesta Dilug also happens sometimes. A person sees, let's say, on Gimel, Vesta's really two Vesta Dilugs, Vesta Dilug Achoydish and Vesta Dilug Afloga. Vesta Dilug Achoydish, so Gimel Nisan, Dald Hir, Hey Sivan. Next month is Vav. You have to remember Vav, Zayin, Ches. That does also happen. And the Vesta Floga Bedilog is also the same thing. You saw 28, then 29, 30, and Bechosh 31, 32, 33, when it jumps around. Now, the those one time, you can do it backwards. You can go 30, 29, 28, you can do it backwards. Come on, all the places you can say, yeah, except the crazy, he wants to be makeable. That means the mice that happens in Shemur Chevet, 29, 28, 27. So the question was to keep 26. So Berkut says, since my logic is about Shmuel, only 3 times, not 4 times. And only the crazy one, we make him. If we, he went, not against, not all the questions that he mocked him, but he went to see if to make him 26. Otherwise, he said 27, after 28, 29, 30, 31, until they told him it was a Shemuel. Then, I don't know what happened. But,
What's
Chumas?
This Bismarck,
these things,
he's
popular. Yeah, he held Bismarck, he
holds his own.
Oh, that's fine. Because I know work with all base mayors. I'm Bonnie King of Inspiration. Fine. There are other vestas, just to mention them. There's Vesta Siria, Oinus. Now, Vesta Siria just means really you're jumping from month to month. Vesta Oinus is an outside factor that causes something to happen to you. Let me cases when you jump, or in case when you eat something, outside factors. Vesta Guf is when it's the Guf inside factor, when you sneeze or cough, it's being megala that the Vesta is coming. Find this Vesta Mokov or Vesta Shois, that every month you see at 3 o'clock. So after 3 months you have a Vesta. These are Vesta is also good to know about, but usually it doesn't really come up that much. Now, those are when you have a standard. Now there are, this is really Kufpei test. Kufpei Dalad, there are two other aspects related to Vestas. There's Vestas called Zeruah and Yimei Hamavucha. The Zeruah, when you learn the Sugyo, is very clear, passion of the placing on the page, is that there's no such thing as Zeruah. The Zman Yaf Bichoshish by Vest is after the 12-hour period, in the case of Nates and Tolshkiyah. That's Zman Yaf Bichoshish. That means if you see during the day, it's Tolshkiyah, you see only at night, only from Shkiel to Nates. It comes along with the Azura, and the way how the numerous places can understand it, that if your Aino is, let's say, Aino you saw during the day, you have to be Choshish for the Aino beforehand. Based upon the circular by Rabbi Yehuda, you have to Choshish before. That means, let's say, Isha saw Dam 12 o'clock in the afternoon, her best is during the afternoon now, during the day, from Nates to Tolshkiyah. Come along with the Azura, and says it's even the night before, and you have to be Parish for the Aino beforehand, the night before. Now, there's a shayla a person should keep or not. Certainly the Amoyin Am does not keep the Azura pashas against the Sugyo. However, the Bnei Torah, or the way the Chodeshani being down to the Chazanish, even though the Chazanish said you should not hold of it, he said, but the Bnei Torah does keep it. As far as I know, they teach all Bnei Torah that way. I once called a Rav, I asked him to keep the Azura, and he was on the phone. He wanted to know, who am I? So I said, I'm on Yeshiva. So you're on Yeshiva, what's the question? They teach you the Azura. If you're Baal Bas, we'll discuss when you come, go to work. Otherwise, until you go to work, they keep the Azura. Now, what people say, when you go to work, still if you want to still be about Bnei Torah, so you keep the Azura, fine, that's a shayla. But otherwise, you can define yourself by that aspect. But otherwise, the Bnei Torah, someone keep the Azura. Now, the Azura go on the Ikaloch, that means you have a flogger about to keep the Azura, we have a Chodesh to keep the Azura, and they need the Azura. Now, to keep the Azura on Chumra's life, on Das, and Grace, you could name that's a Machlok that place game. The numerous people on the Yitzhak Lahakal, but Yashu says a Klal, you never take two Chumras together, therefore he always says a lower, now for the Azura on Chumra's. But Vazim, no, he takes the Azura on all Chumra's. So if you want them, the Malakdim, the Ikka Noitu Lahakal, however, there is a Vazim, with the Ime and the Bade, who seem to put the Azura on Chumra's also. Klal, they seem to be Noitu Lahakal, However, again, there are those who are machmer. Therefore, they say chibuk v'nishuk machmer tavla bracha. Azirua, the place where we make it straight up, because only tavla bracha on the chumul azirua, which even the baal machmer will keep. So ma'isa it's mutter. The chutz means that the ma'isa we the bnei Torah keep the azirua. The second thing in the mafarsh we call you may have a vucha. Good to know the words. Adam says it over, and they write these layers. You may have a vucha the way that I'm mopping to down simul kuf beidalet. Let's say a person sees within 3 days, sees on 27, 28, 29, those 3 days. So the shadow is, what is pshat in the Ramah? When you see in those 3 days, you have your chleshish. So come over the shat, they're going, they say, what does it mean? It means someone has a veskevor, very veskevor, you switch from 26 to 29, you have your chleshish for 26 and 29. That's all it means. And according to the shat, there's no such thing as you may mavucha. The oil calls you may mavucha, there's no such thing. Those words don't apply, because that's Pshat Ramah. Just means you're in a Beskavua, and you change your Beskavua, you have to Chayshu Ramah. That's how the Shach goes. The Maisa Moshe goes that way, Allah Chol Maisa. Al Tzad HaSheni, the Oilu calls it the Noidu Yehuda, the crazy. That if a person sees you within a 3 day period in general, they see you within 26, 29, or 26, 28, always within those 3 days, all 3 days are Vestas. Even though it goes, jumps back, forth, one time 28, one time 26, one time 27, and there's no Beskavua. But since it's always within a 3 day period, therefore all 3 days are vestas. All 3 days, one big vest. It's not like three separate vestas. It's one big vest of 3 days, 26, 27, 28. Those are the days. Maisa, the those who are Makel, the going because of Rishah, and Chavdas, Sam Soifa, Chaznish, and Moshe, the Makel, there's no such thing as a Mei Mevuchah. And Sal Hasheni, the those who are Mach, the Chayotim, the Kitzer, or Chashokim, from Zaman says, Bekadinya, Bechoshish. Maisa, what the Olam does, it seems to be the Neretzol, everyone's Machmer. In America, the Hanhokas, the Mumus Yeshivas need to be Makel, because Moshe said that way, that's the Kalalocho. Maisa, what to do with Macholis HaShokol, and if you're Eshkirov, should you keep the Mei Mevucha or not? Now, the person do say, even if you don't keep the Mei Mevucha, it's going to a Petit on these days. Now, you Mei Mevucha, the Shiloh, what does it mean? How many days are we discussing over here? What does it mean? 3 days, 5 days? Let's say you see within the 7 day period. 7 day period is Yemei Mevucha, is it in a 5 day period? A 5 day period is Yemei Mevucha, what is Yemei Mevucha? The Shal among the place comes on Hogus to be Ikkis within a 3 day period. Therefore, once you add a 3 day period, the whole Shal doesn't even start. Not those ones about 5 or 7, but Ikkis seems to be within a 3 day period. Therefore, let's say you jump from 28 to 32 and 27, the whole question doesn't even start from Aplakis over here. The whole Marmok and why should we not? If the Isha sees within a 3 day period in general, then maybe you have an end of Yemei Mevucha. First, it should be Machmer.
If you keep it, you punish it 3 days straight?
Yeah, it's a vest, a one big vest. It's one big vest. Like, you punish from Nate's till Shkia, that's one 12 hour period. It's a big 12 hour period, just 2 days.
What's the case? So 1 month 26, the next month 30?
No, that's 4 to 5 days in between. Not 1 month, in general, she always sees one of those.
Three times.
The question is how the Kuvayis are made with Vuchani. Three times within a year.
Three times, all those days in between, or?
Enough to see that's her Hago. Shalom was far, is it 3 or is it within the year time? Like, they actually want to go within the year time.
So those 3 days,
only
those 3 days.
What?
Only
those
3 days?
No, it sounds like the whole 3 days. That's one of the cash layers. Yeah. Make a vesco of these dafka oinas, these not in the same oinas. But it sounds like the whole 3 days. Now, mitzad in the vestas, the simon ends off, and kopeites, but some of them select as domen. The Mishnah says there are four types of notion that are selekas, ektano, zakein, muberes, and menekes. Focus on the two main things together, muberes and menekes. Someone who is pregnant and someone who is nursing. Now, by first, by Zman HaChazal, someone who is muberes, seeing that Maisa, until they hook over, until the first few months, the Maisa, they had periods, they had vestas. What was by Zman HaChazal was very simple, that the first 3 months, she was like, Rekla Nashim. Afterwards, she was considered Geta Musalekas. Now, come along with my name, the Shalom of the Paiskim, our Nashim, Maisa, once they come pregnant, they don't see that. That's not a Hokal, that's Pashas, all the doctors say, all the women say. Once they come pregnant, they don't see it. If they do, the first thing you should do before you write down the calendar, so you run to a doctor. That's the first thing you do. See them, go to the doctor. Fine. Afterwards, you worry about the Shalos. Now, come along with the Moshe, Hadnish, we want to say the Matthias that we changed. Now, to make it practical, there's not much. What? Chadnish? Chadnish, yes, it has changed. Now, to bring practical is not much of an afkamino. For example, with Mizmana Chazal, what happens if you have a Vesh Eina Kivor, and you pass the first month? What are you chayshish for? Let's say you have a Vesh Eina Kivor, and you pass 1 month, No more Beinu B'Choshvo, no more Aflogah B'Choshvo, no more Chodesh B'Choshvo. There's no Chodesh, you passed your Chodesh. There's no more Aflogah, you passed your Aflogah. There's no more Beinu, you passed 30, you're not Chodesh B'60. So it's not an issue without being pregnant, once you pass the first month, not Chodesh anything. Most of our Nashim are Rasha and Kavua. So usually when you find out you're pregnant, usually when you pass the first month. Very, very rarely you find out before the Aflogah is passed. Therefore, even on the Machalit HaPleskim, a roiv ha-machman, the hour of Nashim changes, not change, there's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina, because you find out she passed the period, and passes man, at 35, you take a birth control test. After 35, you see, oh, she's pregnant. So, what are you choshing for? Nothing to be choshing, because man ha-chazal is nothing to be choshing for. Choshing for now for what? There's no aflava, even man ha-chazal. When you say a change or not, the only nafkamina is a ves kavua. But in ves kavua, if your wife had a ves kavua, then comes out to the machlokes and place what to do over here in this case. Because by ves kavua, with mana chazal, you kept for 3 months. That means you'll always, let's say, in hay the month. Now next month you chush on hay. Month after you chush for hay. So shell only comes out with nafkamina when you have a ves kavua, which most of our nations don't have. Therefore, the shell is really mute halacha l'maaseh. Like shmak a shell, interesting.
She
rushed
into the right away. Yeah.
What?
She knew before.
Usually they don't. I mean, it's a checked out cases. I personally found out all the time also before because I went to the doctor for a different reason. I gave you a test and we found out. Found out before all the vest tests, before anything. Fine, 27, whatever it was. That's shy, masculine shy. But in general, it's not really the case.
Sorry? That's
how
you need the new vest to be the old one.
No, you won't have.
See, hey, but if you don't see again, so you never oiker your old.
No. So you have the oiker, you vest shayna kavua, you oiker. We pass it one time, you oiker.
Even without being kavua,
no one? Oh, you vest kavua? No, but you just had a vest kavua now, or you had a year ago?
You were shayna kavua, but you were never
kavua, no. Once you pass three times without seeing it, you're not
kavua. It's only once.
Oh, you pass one, right. Well, if you're not with a vest kavua. If you have most Nashim, don't you have Vesku? If not, there's a Shem of Allah, the Paiskim, Rav and Machmer, go like those man of Hazal, and those who are Michael, Chadishim and Moshe. Fine, let's be time with Beres. After Beres, you give birth. Now, giving birth is not Nichol and Gerd of a vest, the Paiskim is very clear, it's not Korea vest. Giving birth is Leidel, Yitom and Mitzado, whether 7 to 14, 6:33, you find yourself in the cave, but Lamai said, you're not Korea vest, Mitzad Leidel Shaboy. After Leidel, you're Menekes. Now, Menekes Bizmana Chazal, we pass the Machlokes Chachamim versus Meir. We hold that even if she is not nursing, she has Gedim like Stamim for the first 2 years. Therefore, Bezmana Chazal, what Gedim she has? She had a Gedim like someone after 3 months of being Muberis. That means she, what happens to someone, let's say, after 3 months of being Muberis, she's in the 5th month, she sees Dam. What's the Lach? She sees Dam. What is the Lach? Well, she's next month, she only has a Vesh and a Gevor. That's a Lach. Therefore, if you see, therefore, the Bezman Chazal, that means the first 2 years he saw Dam. When he saw Dam, and hey, and hey, you're not Kaveh Ves. Look at Bezman Chazal, your first 2 years, whenever you see Dam, you have to get a Ves She'en Kavua. The Gerek to us, also the Machlokes of Pleskim, the Metzia change that. Those who want to be Machman, those who want to be Mekel. Wolf was not much of an Afkamino. Because if you're going to get a Ves She'en Kavua, even Bezman Chazal, you'll Choshish. After one time, you'll Choshish for next month. The only Afkamino is for, maybe it's for Oyden Venus, which anyway we Machman for. Bezman Chazal is a machlok si yochesh oin abeinus, and also the best kavur is also a big shaila. But again, that not really negara, especially when you're nursing. They usually, even Nashim do have best kavurs. When they're nursing, you usually don't end up calling best kavurs. They're more sporadic about it. Bezman Enu, that's what they say over. Therefore, what? Yeah, the pasuk must say if you're nursing, there's more of a mislekes stomach. And if we stop nursing, Bezman Enu, the pasuk more matmer. Again, it doesn't really come out enough kamino, it's only enough to be best kavua, because even best shank kavua chush anyway. So again, there's a lot of tumult, a lot of raid, what exactly to do, but in a practical application, say when you move beres, not much of enough kamino, if you're best shank kavua, and say if you're connected, it's not much of enough kamino, if you're best shank kavua, because anyway, you chush your best shank kavua, even when it's mana chazal. Now, taking birth control, what do you do with some vestis? Now, first taking birth control, you have to ask your rov, and he should go to the situation, and you should ask your rov if it's negate, you're not, you should be machmer, because sometimes forget. It's coming maybe they're cool, and it's serenous, but about what to do, we have to ask your rov what to do. Now, if you take it, what do you do with some vestis? Also, it's a big tool, all coming from the same circuit as the Ratvaz says, if you prove that it really worked, there's birth control, and he says, about the you select a stomach. Machlokes are placing, they both, every Machlokes and Kilim come from the same Radvaz. Shalom doesn't mean there's Radvaz. He says that you prove it worked. Does that mean you have to prove on yourself? Or prove on Nashim in general? That means, let's say they tested 1,000 women. and they all know it's mislekes, but they never test them, the girl herself. Does she have to prove herself that works upon her three times? Or is it not the other women work? Machlaik is therefore exactly what to do. You have to ask a Rav what to be signed upon. Machlaik is a Shah Kalb on the Paiskim. When you ask a Rav what to do inside birth control, there are three questions you should ask. One question is what to do with your old vestis. Do you make mislekes? Second question is the way how most lab birth controls work is that you take them for 25 days and then you stop taking them and the period comes 2 days later, 3 days later. So you ask a Rav what to do when you stop taking them. When do you have to be choshes? 2 days later, 3 days later, it's choshes right away. And third thing you have to ask is when you stop taking them eventually within 6 months, a year, what to do the month after you stop taking them? What do you do the best as you got inside the birth control pills? What do you do inside what you have before the birth control pills? So come down, there are three questions you have to know. What to do with when you take birth control pills, what to do mitzad the old vessels when you start taking them, what do mitzad what do you do mitzad when you stop taking them every month when the period is coming, what do after you stop taking them? Those are the things that you have to ask yourself. The last aspect to Kirei Vest is that the halacha is very clear, and Machab at the end of Simon Kutsani, it's not in the Vestas, and the Kutsani brings down the halacha that a kesem is not Kirei Vest. I mean, you spot, unless the Rosh says it tells you it's dam, 100% dam, and it's bigger than a gris, no shayla about it. Loch is not kereves. Kereves only when you have a re'iyo. That's one aleph. Now, what does Nechli get a re'iyo? So the Mechaber said, boys can say we do a pedika, we're a chasha gosho, Nechli get a re'iyo. However, the hunger is that only since we do a pedika, one time we're not going to get, let's say Isha has a regular re'iyo, that's about the best. A kes is not the best. You do a pedika, if you do a bedika one time, also we're not going to get a re'iyo. Only three times. Why dafka three times? Different svaras. One svar, the way the body goes, because the way Isha has a vest is to see a lot of dam. It's not normal to see a little bit. So the whole yesod of Shem material is that a period came. The next one, the period came. To see a little bit is not normal. Since it's not normal, we don't have a chash unless you do a bedika three times. And each time on the bedika is still dam, then you chash have three times.
So
Shtami, no, why did she say it? Five
no,
in
Shemekim, she did
Bedika. Oh, we'll go to that. That's one Svara. Or another Svara, the way how the Ashim goes, or she was on August, because Nichol Vesta Aynis. Vesta Aynis, the Chosh, the eight caused you. The Vesta Aynis still the first two or three times, not Chosh, till the third time. That's why the Maestan Hogi is, not the one we argue, but the Hogi is that the Bad himself writes this on Hogi, the clear on Hogi of the Moira Ro is. That even though by a re'iyah we give it a lot of a Yemei Vest, a dafka, a re'iyah mamish, or a bedikah three times, one time
now. It has to be three times on the same period, the same situation or something?
No, without making Vest, no. No, it could be well, a bedikah once in Hay, once in Zayin, but the Edel, so once you have three times the world to cause it, then we see either make count the Vest the Aynis, or we see her Derech as even after Shepherd Sidah, then she'll we'll give her a getter. Of it, make Kaveh Vest in that time. Now, there's a big shadow of what happened. Let's say you did a count of 5 days, then in the Zayin Akim, you did a Bedika, like you're supposed to do once in the morning, once at night, and then you saw a dam upon it. Do you start writing these things down or not? Now, the Hogan seems to be we're not cautious, we don't write it down. But those one time within the Zayin Akim, we do not assume that these Bedikas definitely get a vest, and for that reason, we're not cautious. Only one factor exactly why. That seems to be the Hogan that in the Zayin Akim, we're not cautious for these Bedikas to make it to get a vest. Well, it's again, I kind of figure that this was very, basically the person knows is the three main things that flow up, Kurdish and Bainly. Otherwise, to apply it, you have to do Chazor just over and over, well, at least once a year, to know what the vessels are, and sit down and make a Chazor every month, and then kind of miss for a future.